This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and I am thrilled to be speaking with Josh Vesely, the Senior Vice President of Sales for Work Llama, who joins us today to talk about how AI and automation create new possibilities for caregivers and organizations to better serve the patient. Josh, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Perfect. Well, let's get started. Can you go ahead and start us out by introducing yourself and telling us a bit about your role and background?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Josh Vesely. I've been in the recruiting and workforce solutions industry for about 20 years, and I spent most of my career in the staffing and recruiting space, helping organizations find the right talent for their needs. I recently joined Work Llama, which is a technology platform to really help enable the use of AI and automation to increase the engagement with every single candidate and employee that they have, and dynamic ways to help them increase their brand and relationships.
Thank you so much for that introduction. Now, moving into the meat of the podcast, what is changing in the healthcare workforce that recruiting teams need to think about?
Yeah, absolutely. So over the last 3 or 4 years, there's been some pretty tremendous shockwaves in the industry, for obvious reasons. But I think one of the things that most organizations don't recognize is that as they've gone through this up and down cycle, they now have 5 generations that are working within the organization, where each one of these individuals are looking for a different level of engagement and opportunity within their career stage. And the ability for an organization to really build their brand equity and trust with those individuals at the right time within their career stages will help them become more sustainable over the long term.
Absolutely. And now moving forward, how are candidates changing their behavior in today's job market?
So candidates are, again, across a whole spectrum of individuals that are experienced career ease and individuals that might even be looking at retirement, all the way to new entrants into the market. And so you really have to think about what is that individual trying to pursue within their career at this stage. And so the way that the behaviors are changing is that individuals that are coming into the workplace for the first time are really looking for an organization that they can have trust and a brand experience with. And what most organizations don't realize is that 60 to 75% of the time, an applicant that fills out a job application only gets a one-time response or no response at all. And so that's the very first opportunity that an organization has to build trust and to engage with that resource over a long term.
And Josh, what are some new recruiting strategies that organizations should be aware of?
Yeah, so one of the innovations that Work Llama has really helped to bring to the market is something called direct sourcing. So a lot of organizations have many channels that they recruit from. So they might have a university team, they might have a full-time recruitment team, and then they have a lot of third-party agencies that they also work through to help recruit the staff that they need. Direct sourcing, which is really one of the newer strategies in the market, allows an organization to use their brand to cross over all those channels. So whether they're recruiting a contingent and contract resource or a per diem resource, or even looking at how do they bring in individuals from an alumni, retiree, or 1099 standpoint, utilizing their brand to be able to actually outreach to those individuals and tell their story is a totally different way to actually market and nurture those relationships that bring those candidates closer to the ecosystem and servicing the patients that they so dearly care for.
Absolutely. And change is hard. So, how can organizations look at new approaches without breaking everything?
Yeah, and I would say that for the last 10 years or so, technology has really been built around a lot of different point solutions. So organizations have technology for their applicant tracking system and their system of record for housing all of their employee data. And then they've added on all these point solutions for trying to reach out and engage with candidates in new and different ways. But a lot of these technologies don't actually talk to each other. And if you have systems that have done any sort of a merger or acquisition, then they have parallel systems that aren't talking to each other. And so the ecosystem of this technology has really been a rubber band ball, if you will. And unfortunately, it doesn't help to serve the actual outcome or the individual that is looking for a great opportunity within those organizations. So The way that you start to solve for that is you look for a partner and a technology platform that really can tie in all of these different elements together. And without necessarily having to replace that technology, how do you share that information and increase the engagement and insights that you have around the individuals that are available to you?
Got it. And finally, before I let you go, could you please tell me, how do better talent strategies lead to better patient outcomes?
Yeah. So on a couple of the panels, there was a great book that was mentioned, which says, which is called The Patient Comes Second. And so the way that organizations can really increase patient care is by ensuring that their resources that are at the bedside have the best possible experiences and that they have the best staff and that they are fully staffed to be able to care for those individuals within their community. So enabling a technology like Work Llama to increase not only the effectiveness of a recruiting organization to fill all of those open positions, but then retain those workers through consistent engagement and really meaningful involvement within the organization just ensures that they have the best experience to bring to those patients on a daily basis.
Got it. Well, Josh, I want to thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It was truly a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.